This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into the third hour here. We got time for you. If you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We haven't done a crypto-heavy show in a while, and Derek J is here tonight from AnyPay.Global and the brand-new website, HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Yeah, we'll help you take other stuff, too.
Yeah, like but what?
Well, we were just talking about Zencash. That's one of the ones that's
offered by that's Horizon.
Yeah, Horizon. Yeah. XRP is one that works.
Ripple.
You know, Ripple. Yeah, some people want to use that as a means of transaction in the real world.
I still haven't had
money.
Anybody pay me in Ripple Bitcoin despite cash? Accepting it.
Really?
For what? What do you sell?
T-shirts.
Okay.
LibertyMinded.com.
We haven't talked about that in a while either.
LibertyMinded.com. I sell, Liberty... themed t-shirt.
Also Liberty Minded?
Yeah, Liberty Minded.
Also official Free Talk Live gear.
Right.
So cool.
Hoodies there.
And you'll take XRP?
Yes, I will.
Cool. Also,
it takes like a couple dozen, right? Like a couple dozen different cryptos.
Yeah, I
right?
take a lot. Yeah, a lot
okay.
of yeah. cryptos.
Liberty Minded. New shirts? What's the, you got anything fresh?
I haven't really. I've been kind of like busy, and I just haven't been. I need to.
There's a lot up there already, though. I mean, there's a large
I've got
variety.
Quite a few. My biggest hurdle right now, and my hurdle in general in business is I'm not doing a whole lot of marketing, so, mm-hmm. you know, or advertising. So I kind of need to, like, figure that out in life. So, you know, that's where I'm at.
Well,
so,
the shirts are there. People can buy them over at LibertyMinded.com, and you will fill the orders, and it'll be great.
Yeah, and you'll attract more liberty-minded people to you because you'll be wearing things
right.
that say,
people say, where'd
I
you get
love
that?
Liberty.
Right.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Well, not only that. Oh, yeah, not only attract them to right. you and your website, Johnson, but the people listening will attract more liberty people to themselves
sure.
by wearing the
that's
merch.
Right.
That's true.
That's good.
So we're talking about Bitcoin. We're talking about its usage in Venezuela, one of the places in the world where, according to localbitcoins.com, in this article over at New York Times by a Venezuelan economist who uses Bitcoin, he says that, according to localbitcoins, Venezuela is number two in the world for volume of transactions on localbitcoins, which is a site on which you, if you want to buy bitcoins, can buy bitcoins from other individuals, or if you want to sell your bitcoins to another individual, you can do that. It connects people together, basically, who want to buy and sell. It's pretty cool. I've used it countless times. And it's a
totally
great
website. I just can't get over that they're not spending it at the store.
Well,
like, if so many people are transacting it with each other to get this money that they don't want, why do that? Probably the store owner is on local bitcoins, too. Why wouldn't he take your Bitcoin?
Well, let's continue with the story here.
Okay.
He says that I can't change too many bitcoins at once, though. The government doesn't monitor cryptocurrency transactions yet, but it does monitor transactions in Bolivar. And any worth about $50 or more, they'll automatically freeze your account until you can explain to your bank where the funds came from.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
$50.
Yeah.
Right, structuring,
like,
clearly.
Yeah, like here in the United States, if you do a $10,000 cash deposit, they'll file what's called a cash transaction report on you. But even that doesn't require an explanation to any government agencies. That's pretty intrusive. That's pretty outrageous government involvement in banking. Still, he says, you could say that cryptocurrencies have saved our family. I now cover our household's expenses on my own. My father is a government employee in a printing department with no paper and earns about $6 a month.
What does he print on, then?
Nothing, apparently. It's a government agency. He just gets paid anyway.
Yeah.
My mother is...
He pretends to work and they pretend to pay him.
Right. My mother's a stay-at-home mom with no income, and cryptocurrencies helped my brother, Juan, who's 28, escape Venezuela last summer. For years, Juan tried to make it as a lawyer here, but in times of hyperinflation, everyone is constantly getting poorer, including his clients. Juan was earning so little as an attorney that he was actually spending money to work, meaning buying stationery, taxi fares. Eventually, he gave up. Early last year, he started doing graphic design and translations online, but most websites pay for freelance work through PayPal and the like, which we can't use. Because exchange controls here allow Venezuelan banks to use only local currency. For the outside world, even those of us who have bank accounts here are effectively unbanked.
You might be able to find a way to translate PayPal, though, directly into crypto.
You can. There are some people on local Bitcoins who will accept PayPal. Mm-hmm. You'll pay a premium for it, though, because the risk is high.
I'm sure they're willing to pay that premium. Sure.
Why would anyone stay in a place so bad? Like, shouldn't you just leave? I mean, there is a whole big world out there. Presumably not.
Very expensive.
Easier said than done, because it's not yet illegal to leave, but it's not easy to leave. As you said, it's expensive.
I thought thousands of people do it every day from Venezuela. I thought there's like a mass exodus from that place.
As many people who can certainly are trying to get over the border.
So why not an attorney?
Well, he did. Ultimately.
Oh, he left.
Yeah, part of the story is he couldn't make any money,
all
so
right,
he was
able Alexandria to leave. Alexandria Ocasio Cortez left, right? Isn't
what?
He from Venezuela originally?
Really?
I don't think so. Thanks to those earnings, he started thinking about leaving Venezuela. He was able to buy what he needed for the trip to Colombia: clothes, a backpack, and a smartphone. He put some money aside. He even gained a little weight, an anomaly around here these days.
Nice.
Cryptocurrencies also helped him during the four-day trip itself. Venezuelan military personnel at the borders have a reputation for seizing the money of the people who want to leave. So there's one reason why it's hard to leave. But Juan's, being in Bitcoin, was accessible only with a password that he had memorized.
All right.
Borderless money is more than a buzzword for those of us who live in a collapsing economy and collapsing dictatorship.
So this guy was able to get through a border where there were robbers just standing there waiting to take his money, but they didn't know how to take his money. Or even if they did, they didn't have the password, so they just couldn't.
Correct.
Wow. This is great.
And that's true for everybody trying to get out of, let's say, the United States or any other country in the world, where frequently you have to declare if you have more than $10,000 in cash.
Right.
Well, if you have Bitcoin, first of all, you don't have it with you.
No.
Even though you can see it on your phone, it's not actually on your phone.
No.
Your phone just has the keys, the cryptographic private keys that give that program, Edge Wallet or whatever other Coinomi, whichever other wallet you're using, the Bitcoin.com wallet, it gives your wallet access to your Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies that are on the cloud in the so-called blockchain. So it's not actually on your phone, number one. So you don't even have more than $10,000. If you had more than $10,000 worth of Bitcoin, you don't actually have it. You just have the keys that give you access to it. So carrying those keys across the border, you're not moving the Bitcoin. The Bitcoin stays in the same place, which is to say on the cloud, simultaneously in 10,000 locations all around the world at one time. So you don't, first of all, have to tell them about it. You don't have to declare it at all, because they don't even need to know it's there. They don't know it's there, number one. Even if they search your devices, all you got to do is log out of your crypto wallets or refuse to give them the passwords to those wallets, and they will have no idea what is in those wallets, especially if you uninstall them from the phone. They don't even know you got them. So keep that in mind if you're trying to leave the United States or other countries that want to get into your finances. So the plan was for him to send money home through cryptocurrencies after he earned enough.
So he was going to leave, his family would stay, and he would send them Bitcoin?
Right.
Okay.
Western Union converts remittances into bolivars at the official government rate, which is about half of the rate on the black market. Some intermediaries do convert at the black market rate, and many of my Venezuelan friends living abroad use those. But if you don't have a trusted trader, you can easily get scammed. And the government has been trying to shut down these go-betweens for years.
Oh, my gosh.
Using Bitcoin is cheaper, faster, and safer. We had it all figured out. But then Juan couldn't find a decent job in Colombia. After 3 months, he ran out of money, and I had to send him Bitcoins so he could come back to Venezuela.
Who's speaking now? It's Carlos is the guy.
Yeah, Juan's like his cousin.
Juan? Okay.
Or something like that. I forget which. Juan is his brother, actually. I'm sorry.
Okay. So his brother went to Colombia.
Right. Saved up money, went to Colombia, couldn't find work.
And he was supposed to send money back to Carlos, who was still in Venezuela?
His family, yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, he had to send Juan Bitcoin so he could come back. And even cryptocurrencies can only go so far. On Tuesday, after changing my Bitcoins into bolivars, about $5 worth, I went out for milk. I went to every one of the stores within walking distance of my house that hasn't shut down over the past year, and not one of the 20 stores had milk. But I had to buy something, anything, before my bolivars lost value. So I bought cheese from a store that had only cheese. Well, it also had transparent green plastic bags with no labels, and what the seller said was corn flour. But I didn't dare to buy that.
So real quick, I just, you know, I want to explain my deep ignorance there. I just figured that, you know, Ocasio-Cortez was like from an immigrant family from Venezuela. I really thought that. Turns out her mom is from Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
but, you know, I wanted to believe that, you know, someone that socialist, you know, was indoctrinated by a country or something. It's unfortunate she's not.
We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Derek J.
And we've also got our Discord on our call-in line rooms. You can call in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio
And that's what our next caller has done. We're going to get to him here in just a moment. Discord.lrn.fm is where you can go to do that. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. Just join one of the top four rooms. They're called the on-air call-in lines. And then we'll join you in there, and you'll sound great. So we can talk more about Bitcoin and a somewhat disappointing article here from a guy who says Bitcoin has saved his family. I mean, that's a huge headline, and I'm not trying to downplay his experience, which has been very, very positive, and it's helped his family protect their wealth, that they've the little bit of wealth that they're able to earn there in Venezuela from being ravaged by inflation. So for that alone, it's been very, very helpful for them. But they haven't taken it to the next level by actually using it in real life at local merchants. At least that wasn't included in this story over at the New York Times. So we can continue that discussion coming up here in moments. And I do want to let you know about our new video clips that are available at clips.freetalklive.com. We brought Eric Freerock out of retirement. He is back to editing Free Talk Live videos into shorter, easier to digest, easier to share video clips that are, you know, just on one topic rather than a whole 2-hour long podcast that you have to download and share. And so just go to clips.freetalklive.com. You can subscribe to that YouTube channel there. It's Eric's channel, so we're kind of teamed up with him. He's helping us. We're helping him promote his channel. And I think it's working out because he's cranking them out. He's doing like 2 or 3 a day, it seems like, over there at clips.freetalklive.com. Maybe you don't want to use YouTube to subscribe. Well, you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com. The links are there. When a new video goes up to the Clips channel, it gets put out on Twitter. It also gets put out on our Mastodon, which is the
very
new,
cool.
Do you like Mastodon?
Yes.
It's the decentralized competitor to Twitter, and it works great. You can go to Toot, T-O-O-T, because when you do it on Mastodon, it's called Tooting instead of tweeting. Toot.freetalklive.com.
It's a horrible name.
Well, Toot's easier to say on the radio than Mastodon. You know, it's a little
I always spell it wrong.
Toot or
no,
Mastodon? Okay, yeah. So you're saying it was a good choice to use the URL Toot?
No. I'm not saying that.
Right. If you've got a better one, I'm happy to hear it.
But it's the technology that actually works.
Yeah,
thank goodness.
It does.
There's actually an alternative to Twitter and these other social media. How many years people have been waiting for an alternative?
Yeah, I mean, I've been on Twitter for a decade.
Twitter, yeah.
And I was late to the game.
Yeah, of course.
The
stuff's old, and we've been waiting for an alternative. Finally, there's one that's actually good and works.
Right, but you got to be on the right server because some of them don't like free speech and all that. But it's decentralized,
cool.
So you get to choose which server you're going on to.
Great.
So go to toot.freetalklive.com to follow us on Mastodon, and then there's also our Telegram channel, which is another way for you to get these clips sent to you. So it's telegram.freetalklive.com. So we go to Gully Guff. He's on the line in Texas on our Discord, on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead, Gully Guff.
Howdy, fellas.
Hey.
Because of the beginning of the show, I'd like to typically ask Ian and Derek about your early activism. Like during the first year that, you know, I kind of realized all the crazy stuff, you know, going on about our society and people that control us and stuff, whatever. You also early activism. You know, like y'all would get arrested for drinking water out of brown bottles, or you would get arrested for slowly sitting in or wearing a hat in court, or asking a cop if you could smoke weed next to him.
Yeah.
So, like, would you do it all again? I mean, was it worth it?
Yeah, absolutely. I would do it again.
Hold on, I thought you said at the beginning of the show you regretted it.
No, I clarified that I do not regret it. I don't have any regrets about it.
Okay,
I'm saying it was stupid. It was the wrong thing
but
to do.
But you still would have done it.
Absolutely,
again.
I would do it again.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Totally. You have to do it. I was explaining in the context of some people, like me and maybe you, Gully Guff, and maybe you listening, is no matter how many warnings people give you or tell you how the world is, until you experience it for yourself, you can't know.
Sometimes you just have a feeling like, do this right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I also do not regret it, and of course I would do it again. As I mentioned in the beginning of the show, these are formative experiences, and for me, it was important to be able to be true to myself and it still is important. You know, it's always important to be true to yourself. In this particular case, the experience of saying no to a so-called authority, to telling a cop or a judge or some other bureaucrat, no, I'm not going to do what you say, I am my own free person, even if it does result in you going inside a jail cell. Sometimes the path to freedom is through a jail cell. I mean, think about a lot of the freedom fighters out there who have gone to prison. I mean, whether it be Thoreau or whether it be Martin Luther King or whatever, it's an experience that is shared by many of them. I'm not saying you have to do this. I'm not saying I recommend it. In fact, Derek J., you were saying earlier that you don't recommend people follow that particular path.
Use it as a warning, you know, to make a better choice.
So does that answer your question?
Smart. Yeah.
Guliguff? Hello? He's still there. Guliguff going once. Guliguff going twice. I guess he got his answer. He's gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think that ultimately, I mean, it really couldn't have been better, honestly, because we made an amazing documentary film out of it that a lot of people have, you know, beyond our own personal experiences and whatever personal growth that we had from it, internally, externally, we made this 90-minute documentary, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which, even though it, you know, never sold in record numbers or even close to, you know, the company that was pressing the DVDs, it gave up on it after a few years because it wasn't selling enough. It still touched a lot of people. It's still viewable online for free. It's had over 170,000 views on YouTube the last time I checked on it. There have been countless people who have told you and I personally that it had an effect on them.
Still get people talking about it. It's amazing. That, like, no, it wasn't a big seller. Like, it wasn't a blockbuster. But the people who saw it were deeply affected by it. So I think it had an impact.
Right. It's one of those movies that it's going to find people at the right point in their lives. That's just true of a lot of things that art, you know, a lot of art in our lives comes into our lives at the right point. And if it's not the right point, you ignore it. You don't see it. You don't connect with it. If you're at the right point and this thing comes into your life, it's the right thing at the right time. So for a lot of people, that movie was exactly what they needed. Maybe to get them off the couch. Maybe to get them to move to New Hampshire. Maybe to get them to question the state. Get them to question the government. To see how absurd the government is and how incredibly vindictive and violent and insane it is. I mean, that movie does all of that in a period of 90 minutes, and it does it very well.
Well, it did it for me before moving here, seeing people like you and others on YouTube who would say no to authority. And it drove me nuts because maybe for your listeners too, when you're having conversations with your family or your friends about the nature of government and how these people, they don't behave like other people. They will hurt you if you don't do what they say. And people are like, no, they're not going to hurt you. Get real. You know, they send you a fine. Mm-hmm. And you say, yeah, but what happens if you don't pay that? And you try and walk them through the logical steps of the government and everything being backed by threat of gun and force. But until they can see it as a real-world example, okay, this guy said no, and they actually did beat him up and throw him in a cage. That actually does happen. That's the reality that most people don't want to experience or acknowledge.
Exactly. You can see it for yourself anytime you want over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Share it with your friends. Have a screening. Enjoy it. It's free. We'll continue here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Vietnam preparing for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The summit is meant to help work towards the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The summit is a follow-up from a previous meeting in Singapore last June. Megan Ortegas is a former State Department official. She shares what she believes will come out of this meeting.
I really see this as a trust-building summit. I don't think that you're going to see some sort of major, you know, end of nuclear weapons throughout the world.
The Democratic-led House is moving to block President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. The resolution passed the House by a 245-182 vote. Among those 182 votes, you can certainly count Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina.
The drugs flowing across our southern border are not a crisis. President Obama seemed to agree with this and declared a national emergency.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here. If you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number is 855-453. Whether it's Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, saving the world, or at least helping out at least one family in Venezuela, and I suspect many more, because apparently the numbers are very, very large as far as people trading Bitcoin in Venezuela. And the real question is, are people actually using it day-to-day in stores? And that's what we want to see happen. That's what needs to happen to cryptocurrency for it to ever become real. It has to be used in real life. And that's one of the things that AnyPay.Global, of course, helps a lot with. And HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, their new website, to help people get turned on to how you do it. What are the steps? It's actually easier than you think. So we'll continue here with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
Derek J.
Back to the phones to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. The cigarette tax of $1.50 per pack is expected to generate like $500 million in our state.
Now, wait a minute. Isn't the proposal to raise it an additional $1.50? So wasn't it already like $1.60 and they're going to almost quite double that to add on an extra $1.50?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So I think $300,000 is going to be just at the state level. And then another $200 million is going to come from the city and the county level. So I was told that I heard.
So you really want to impoverish those cigarette smokers, huh? You want to make them poor people?
Well, I want to help them quit smoking, because a lot of them they want to quit and they just need a little help.
So taking their money,
they'll get placed. They'll get priced out.
So the idea is you keep taking more and more money from them, and eventually they will get so frustrated with that they'll finally quit smoking? Is that the idea?
Well, that's correct. Just like the what's your co-host's name, the Mark. Yeah, he quit because
Mark's
not
here.
Too expensive.
But you're right. Mark is an example of the federal government raised taxes on cigarettes, and he used that as his excuse to quit smoking. That's definitely a true claim.
Yeah, so it helped, and then we have all this stuff. And then it's supposed to be like the biggest tax increase for the history of New Mexico. I don't know how they analyze that, but it's supposed to be like a big lump sum to help our state like to raise all of a sudden. But it's good because we could take that money and help our schools and police department and on our fix our roads and so forth.
So it's just a panacea. I mean, this is why not raise it $3 instead of $1.50.
Well, the thing is, we just kind of the thing about it is that with the people, you know, if you do it a little bit at a time, people will be more accepting to it. You know what I'm saying?
So 100% increase is just a little bit to you, huh? That's just nothing.
But
I mean, it must be nice to have all the disposable welfare money that you have, right?
I mean, now we can send money to the police. I mean, we're going to need the police to when people, you know, want to avoid this tax and they start selling Lucy's on the street, we'll need the police to choke them to death so that they stop doing that.
Which Sarah supports, by the way.
Right.
Were you on that night where she openly said she thought that Eric Garner should have been choked to death, that she supports the choking to death and the murder on the streets of people selling loose cigarettes?
Well, I mean, I do want to say that it's symbolic. It's symbolic that cigarettes...
It is symbolic to kill somebody. That's a symbolic that you live in a police state and that they will choke the life out of you if you don't do what they say, if you don't follow Sarah's rules.
He was a street thug. You know, he could easily...
No. It was the street thug who killed Eric Garner. Eric Garner was a street entrepreneur. He was selling cigarettes to people who wanted to buy them, and then he was choked to death over it. So the thug, Sarah, is the person who uses violence against peaceful people. That's what that cop was.
Okay, what was he selling, though? My thing is, it suffocates people. It chokes people. So is it any wonder that he got choked to death? It's
an interesting point.
Symbolic.
She's saying it's karma in that case.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay,
live by the Lucy, die by the Lucy.
Okay, what do you know about his life? Okay, he could have been a drug dealer and choked somebody to death behind a
I support
can.
Drug dealers.
Let's just assume he was horrible. That's, you know,
well, you know I don't,
that's
I don't,
reasonable,
okay, that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. I do not
he's
know
probably,
his life.
He's probably dirt. Yeah, screw that
he
guy.
He is now.
How do you know that he murdered somebody? What do you know about him? Do you know anything about him? I do not know anything about him.
You talking about Eric Garner or the cop?
I'm talking about the guy selling the loose cigarettes.
Uh-huh.
How do you know that he choked somebody to death like 10 years ago? What do you know? In the
I don't know anything. All I know is what I saw. And I saw a man selling cigarettes choked to death. And you reveling in
accident?
Well, he was horrible, Ian. Let's just, you know, assume.
Well, I know. Let's not. Because you know what happens when you assume, Sarah.
Well, you know, what do you know about somebody's life stream? You know, you pass judgment, you act like you know somebody. What do you know he's done in secret? Okay?
Yeah, it's none of my business.
What have you done in secret? What's your secret, Sarah?
Well, God knows, and he, you know, I'm getting punished for what I have done. He knows what's in my heart.
I think we're
you know?
Getting punished.
I've done,
for having to take her call.
Yeah.
Well,
now, what did you do? Come clean. It's just us.
Well, you know what? I'm just saying about this guy. It was his karma that he got choked to death.
See, Sarah doesn't answer questions.
That's right. No,
it
but she is.
Karma.
She's telling
the
us. There's something in Sarah's past where she believes in karma and she's being punished by it. That's what she said. I want to know what
it
is.
Of course.
I bet
you
choked somebody to death.
What do you got to hide, Sarah?
Did you kill a man?
No, I've never murdered
somebody.
It's a
pregnant pause.
I have done harm to people,
this is
huge. And I thought I got away with it. And so
breaking.
That's bad karma.
Wait,
what?
I have done wrong things to people and hurt people. And, you know, if you hurt other people, you wind up hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Because it all comes back to you. And I know that I'm paying some of my karma, like we all do. You know, and I'm saying this guy could have been... murder somebody. Could have. I don't know. Do you know?
Don't you think it's bad karma to advocate that people get hurt for their preferences with what they put in their body?
that, I mean, that could be a part of it.
Like to call for somebody to get murdered? Isn't there some bad karma in that? Like to actually put that out there into the universe to say that you think that somebody who's selling loose cigarettes should be choked to death?
Well, I'm not saying that he should.
Haven't you ever heard speak no evil, right? Like see no evil, speak no evil? You shouldn't be.
Yeah, isn't Sarah the one who's afraid of getting hit by a car all the
yes.
time? Sarah, you're afraid that you're going to get hit by a car. It sounds like you feel like you deserve to be hit by a car.
Maybe she hit someone with a car.
No.
Oh.
That's why she can't drive anymore.
They just killed a pedestrian this morning at 5 o'clock.
What?
They,
you know? So
they
like,
killed
a
pedestrian.
Cool. Well,
it's
I mean,
they.
Ran him over and they found him dead. A car killed him. So
a car did it.
Yes.
First it's wow. they, then it's a car.
I get it.
Huh. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
Huh? What? He just got killed this morning.
What about
what?
They killed 86 pedestrians last year.
Well, why are you
okay?
laughing about
so
it?
You think I'm just afraid for no reason?
Okay, no, I didn't
they,
say
they
that.
They took 800 pedestrians, and I met two of them got their legs broken.
I think you're the only one talking about it.
I'm just trying to imagine Sarah leaving her house, you know, during the daytime and how paranoid she is of constantly being hit by them.
Well, maybe she's got a point. Maybe these cars are dangerous and she's the only
cars
one.
Cars are dangerous.
Yeah, well, and more people should be talking about it. So thank you, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call.
Still more likely to die of a heart attack or cancer.
Yeah, probably. What about lightning strike?
Do you think when she's referring to they, she's like thinking like Autobots or Decepticons? Like,
I don't think she's that cultured.
Sentient vehicles.
Hey, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. And whatever that is, we got just moments remain, just enough time for you. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump on in there. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock, pretty much. They're always there for you. Discord.lrn.fm. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free, whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So hop on in there and enjoy the conversations you can have around the clock with other Free Talk Live listeners. Discord is a sort of a multifaceted chat room. It's like it's got the chat rooms that you're used to with text, and then it's got the voice chats as well, where you can actually talk to some of the folks you hear call this show, like Gene the Christian Anarchist, is frequently hanging out on the Discord chats, as well as other people who've never called in as well, because most people that listen to talk radio will never call. But many of them are on our Discord server, which is cool. So check it out at discord.lrn.fm as we go and go back to the phones. To the fun, Chris is in Nebraska. Now, Chris, just as a technical explanation, how is it that you're in Nebraska and listening to our affiliate in Pittsfield, Illinois, which is an FM station, WBBA?
Okay. I'm a truck driver, and I live in Nebraska. I used to have my own authority and my own trucking company. And things went south. The bank wouldn't do what I needed the bank to do, so I had to close up shop and work for somebody else. And the company that I have done loads for with FEMA and stuff like that, when my truck blew up, they called me and said, hey, you want a job over here? You come drive one of our trucks. And so, yeah, I drive a 580-mile commute to work and back about once every month to 2 months at a time.
So you're living in Nebraska, commuting out to Illinois?
No, not moving to. That's just my drive to go to work.
Commuting. Yeah. I'm sorry, I said commuting. I apologize if it didn't come across. So you're commuting to Illinois, where you're what? Are you a regional trucker, or are you like coast to coast?
It's basically coast to coast, except for obviously Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay.
Hawaii is so hard to get to because you cannot buy snorkels long enough to drive over there. But yeah, we do a lot of FEMA trailers, you know, natural disaster. Right now we're on a concrete, deal down in Dallas. Actually from Houston to Dallas.
So you're in Nebraska listening to what, their web stream? Cause you can't get the
station. No. I'm actually on my way. I'm actually on Highway 96.
Okay.
63 miles from Staunton, Illinois, where, the company is.
Gotcha.
And I was just listening to the radio saying, hey, we're talking about Bitcoin. Finally, it's like nobody knows about it around our area. And it's like,
yeah, you don't hear people talking about Bitcoin on the radio, right? Like nobody on talk radio talks about Bitcoin.
Exactly. Yeah.
Except for Free Talk
Live. Kind of like the comment of, nobody calls in that listens to talk radio, so I figured I'd prove you wrong, you know.
Well, thank you for that. Welcome to the show. So you're a new listener then, Chris. So you had not heard Free Talk Live before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I listen to talk radio all over the United States.
Yeah.
But in this particular, however cool. You guys do your programming and different radio stations and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I call in frequently to different.
Right?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
This is what we love. This is why we love being on the radio, is because new people who otherwise, you know, on the internet, you've got to seek things out. You have to,
yep.
Libertarian talk radio, and then you'll find us, right? Like, you're not just going to find Free Talk Live randomly, usually, on the internet, unless you happen to, you know, come across somebody sharing a clip from clips.freetalklive.com.
Well, you got to know what to look for, too.
Right. But on the radio, it's just like, you're scanning the band, there's somebody talking about Bitcoin, now you're on the radio with us. So, what were you calling about tonight?
I don't know if you guys talked about it, but most, like the caller, not the caller before, because as the car did it, I have a Winchester that has never done anything, so, you know, whatever. anyway, I don't know if you guys ever talked about the mining aspect of Bitcoin, Litecoin, Monero, and the other 1,600 other alternative
yeah.
coins out there. And so, I am a miner. I have rigs
all
at
right.
home. And, you know,
so
my
got mining
my
rigs
electric,
and a big rig.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
You got
all the rigs.
My electrical bill is astronomical, but what I bring in a month, you know, I'm going to go on a 5-week vacation, you know,
Sweet.
In June 15th, because all I'm doing is paying for internet and paying for electricity, and I just, you know, pop that into my bank and.
And the mining is going to pay for your vacation, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Now, okay, what was the aspect about mining that you wanted to talk about? Because, yeah, we've touched on it. I mean, it's a fairly technical process, so I mean, we can get into a whole lot of detail about it because we do have, like, a
okay.
general audience. But what was it that you wanted to share?
Well, basically, the new mining, as maybe some people know, that it started out with CPU, your central mm-hmm. processing unit on your motherboard of your computer.
Right.
And
anybody
then,
with a computer could mine Bitcoin way, way back in the day.
Yeah, I did it way back, and I was getting 50 Bitcoins, you know, a day, roughly,
wow.
on nine computers. And then it changed to GPUs or graphic cards, basically.
Yeah.
The things you play Doom and Steel
Beam
6
yeah.
and all that, video games. Now it is turning, actually it started before this, but now the mainstream is turning to FPGAs, which is short for Field Programmable Gate Arrays. And what that does is, like most people know in a computing aspect, you go line by line, you do step by step, and that's how the program runs.
Hmm.
In FPGAs, they're parallel. So, you know, as an example, Russ, you take 57 times 6. Bob, you take 730 times 4. And you go on down the line, you know, 400 or, say, 40,000 times.
Wow.
All of that is done at one instant.
So what you're saying is the newer equipment is more efficient. It's designed to do mining better. And so, therefore, you know, the mining world has competed. They've come out with these new chips and these new designs to make things more efficient.
Chris, your call is awesome because not only for all the reasons we talked about already, but mining is getting really interesting. There's an article. I didn't even want to bring it up because it was too technical, but now we're here.
Okay.
The Satoshi's Vision Bitcoin fork, there's a paper that came out about it today about how, you know how there's like McDonald's and Burger King and all these different brands of burgers, and
sure.
they're all selling burgers. Well, this argument was that Satoshi's Vision gives miners the ability to differentiate themselves with the product of a confirmation on the blockchain. And so they can, you, Chris, will be able to serve customers, the people who want their transactions confirmed on the blockchain, in whatever way you see is to your advantage. And so you can differentiate yourselves among other miners. So it's getting
Exactly. And the beauty thing about that is I've got one rig set up right now that, okay, if you remember when Jurassic Park, the first one, came out.
I do remember that.
They were going to use, there's a YouTube channel on it too, if you search that, they were going to use arts and makeup and all that technology and do it, puppeteering and radio control and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of guys that worked on it and said, hey, I'll bet you we can do this. No, we're not going to do that. They went ahead and did like 8 months work and brought them basically a CD and said, this is what we've got. What do you think? And they figured it out.
You're talking about the designers of the dinosaurs at Jurassic Park. They pitched,
exactly.
They worked real hard to pitch how good they were at computer graphics, and that convinced Steven Spielberg.
Exactly.
I never heard that story. That's interesting.
Hmm. All right. And what that relates to in the mining aspect is, as an example, basically every car commercial that has been on TV or satellite or whatever since like 2003, 2005, I can't remember, is a digital car. They are not real. Most people don't understand that. So, as an example, pick a car company, and I just don't want to say anything, but pick a car company, and now your new commercial, you need animated stuff, but you don't have the hardware, you don't have the resources to get it done. So you contact this company that has a blockchain network. Hey, I've got access to 435,000 graphics cards. What do you need done?
Mm-hmm.
This is how much it's going to cost.
There already is something like this, too. Okay, I was wondering how you
were
tying this all together. So there is some sort of decentralized graphics processing, blockchain-based miner thing. I don't remember what it was called, but I remember hearing about it at, like, Anarchapulco last year, that you can basically hire out these graphics cards to do remote graphics processing. If you know, Johnson, you've got a real ballsy computer here, so you can probably do a lot of graphics processing right on that. But if you've just got a little dumb terminal like a, you know, Chromebook or something like that, and you want to do graphics work, you can do this where you can essentially put it out in the cloud because of these miners. That's interesting, Chris. And
Chris, come to ForkFest and party with us. You're going to love it. If you just tuned in, go and learn about ForkFest.party. Because we're going to be partying in the woods together. That's, lots of crypto people.
Lots of crypto people, libertarians. That's F-O-R-K, Fork, ForkFest.party. Chris, thanks for the call tonight, man. I think you did a good job trying to like boil down some mining concepts for people for the very first time. Because it's a hard concept to really express on the radio. I think you did a good job.
Great call.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Thanks, Derek Jake. Good to have you back. And you're coming back again next month.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.